Good morning. You probably have noticed that I do not look like Dr. Karen Yost. I'm a little taller and a little wider and not nearly as good looking. Karen is homesick today, so those of you who went to her class probably realized that it didn't meet, and you get me today, but you still get her sermon because she mailed it to me. So with that in mind, a couple of announcements. First of all, the Circle of Caring will be meeting here at 2 o'clock tomorrow. The other announcements are kind of there for you to read. Everybody got here. A few people probably got here early, which is better than in March when everybody shows up late. So with that in mind, do we have other announcements? Hearing none. Would you silence all of your little annoying electronic things that tend to distract you from the worship of God and come together as we listen to the prelude and prepare yourself for worship?
Sorry about that. Would you believe I was getting used to it? There are many who have walked the path toward God before us, showing us the way with our lives. As they were called, so we are called to live as Jesus did, answering the call of God, saying, "Here I am, send me." We are, each of us, like those who have gone before us, a strange mixture of saint and sinner. Let us give thanks to our God. And now we will enjoy the opening hymn, "In the Bulb There Is a Flower." Please bow your heads with me in prayer. Father God, Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit, we do come before you, a strange mixture of saint and sinner. We ask for strength and perseverance to continue to fight the good fight. Even in times where it seems like we can't go on or don't know how, we know that you will guide us. We ask that you help us, give us strength to carry on. And we will pray the way you taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thine kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
Thank you, Kathy.
That was truly beautiful. We come to that time in our service where we remember our joys and our concerns. Pastor Yost passes on that Ronnie, our custodian's mother, died this past week, so we remember her in our prayers. The Heck clan, like most of them, Tammy, Rayland, their son-in-law, and it says their mother-in-law, so I'm not exactly sure whose mother that is, have all got COVID at this point. And we all know that Rayland's immune system is precarious, so please remember them in your prayers. Ed Struby is at Elkhorn, and Lee Dunstan, her daughter called and said that she is actively dying at Mountain Plaza. Are there other joys and concerns to share? Debbie? Awesome. Okay, so in case you didn't hear, Debbie said that one of the Sandwich Ministries recipients is not homeless for the first time in 5 years. So that is definitely something to cheer. Anyone else? Okay, would you join me in prayer? Holy Father, beloved Son of the Father, we gather here as your people in awe of your power, in awe of your love, and in need of your sustaining care. We are a world that is dependent on your love, on your healing, and on the almighty beauty of the world you have given us. Help us to be thankful recipients and active stewards of this world. Heal those outward and inward afflictions that keep each of us from being the best of your people. Thank you that even in the midst of suffering and pain, you have given us strength to do your work, to be your heart, to be your hands, to be your voice, crying in the darkness. Help us to remember that this is just one small part of our family, and that through you, all, both the powerful and the powerless, are our family in need of our care. Heal the sick, comfort the suffering. Enlighten us into the power and will of your life. In Christ's holy name, amen.
Well, as you all know, Halloween was yesterday. Looked a little different this year. at least around our house. Levi got to trick-or-treat at my work on Friday, and I got to thinking about trick-or-treating. We all know the drill. You walk up to somebody's house, knock on their door, or ring the doorbell. They answer. You say trick-or-treat, and they put some candy in your, either in your bag or candy dish or whatever you're carrying. When we partake in communion, there are no tricks, just treats. A simple meal of bread and wine with our eternal Father. That's the best treat I can think of. Please prepare for communion as we listen to the communion hymn, Come, Risen Lord.
On the night he was betrayed, our Lord took bread and broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after dinner, he took the cup and he said, "This is the blood, my blood of the new covenant. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do remember my life until I come again. Praise be to God." Let us pray.
Ever-giving God, we are grateful for your abundant gifts to us. As we drink this cup in the name of Jesus, may it be to us the cup of salvation. Be present in each one of us, O God, because without the guidance of your Holy Spirit, we cannot learn to follow in your pathway. Even in our rededication and commitment, we cannot go far without your guidance and continuing presence with us. Amen. A little while back, Levi received a plant from the church. He takes good care of it by making sure it has enough water and sunlight. He was entrusted with it and is doing well. God has entrusted us with many things also, talents, abilities, even finances. And we are to take care of his church, whether it be this building, the people, or the very image of God. One way we can do this is to give. Please give what you can. We will now receive our tithes and offerings. Thank you, God, for all the blessings in our lives. Please accept these tithes and offerings as a sign of our gratitude in our hearts and use them as you see fit. Amen.
Our scripture today is from Hebrews, that's not a good sign, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a crowd of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarded its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Dr. Yost sends us this greeting and this message. I know you're all up on your Latin, and so you know that the word tritium literally means 3 days. And since I know you're all up on your liturgical vocabulary, you know that the tritium is the last 3 days of Holy Week. In the early church, the sacred tritium, or the Easter tritium, included Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. We, in our tradition, don't do much with Holy Saturday, but in the Roman and Episcopal traditions, late Saturday night is the great vigil of Easter, and can last all night long. There is another tritium, another 3 days of celebration that the church took over in its let's go conquer the world days. This tritium also has its roots in the tradition of the ancient Celts and Aztecs. All Hallows' Eve, or Halloween, All Hallows Day, or All Saints Day, and All Souls Day. All of these eventually became Christian feast days. What we call Halloween was the end of the year for the ancient Celtic people of England, Ireland, Wales, and Scotland. It marked the end of the summer and light and the beginning of winter and darkness. The ancient Celts and the Aztec people believed that there was a veil between this world and the next, and the veil was at its thinnest at this time of year. They both believed that because the veil, the dividing line between the worlds, is thin, this was a time when the dead would come back for a visit. For the ancient Celts, it was not necessarily a good thing or something to look forward to. For them, the last day of summer was the great hinge of the year. The dead could slip through the veil and mingle with the living, and that wasn't such a good thing. So the customs of bonfires and dressing up in disguises or costumes began as a way to scare the spirits back to their own side of the veil. But for the Aztecs, it was a time of joy. It was a time, just for a moment, to be reunited with the loved ones who had died. For the Aztecs, to be remembered is to live. If you saw the movie Coco, this is what you saw. The veil between the worlds is seen as a bridge of marigolds, ofrendas, offerings are built in each home to remember loved ones with photographs, favorite foods, marigolds, and possessions of the loved one to help guide them home. Feasts are held in cemeteries during these sacred days as families are reunited in love, in joy, in memory. In his time across the Marigold Bridge, Miguel learns the importance of remembering his family. He learns the importance of memory as his grandfather Hector nearly fades away as Coco's memory of her father seems to fade. Miguel learns the importance of memory as he sings his grandmother's song to Abuela Coca. And she smiles with the memory of her father and the times they shared together, thus restoring Hector to life beyond the bridge. To be forgotten is to die. To be remembered is to truly live. We know this well. We have been taught that from the one who loves us best and loves us most. We are most loved by a storyteller who is never without a story, and who gives us a memory of who we are and how we came to be so loved. We are cherished by a friend who made us family and taught us to love each other as he loves each of us. We gather each week as one people to remember our teacher who calls us friend, who calls us family. This day, we are also here to remember in love and thanksgiving all who who, having blessed our lives with love and joy, have gone before us this year. We remember Wanda Hall.
Catherine Barbara Lochner Molloy.
Darlene Mancini.
Melanie Elaine White.
Carol Ann Storer.
George Doc Phillips.
Earl R. Dowler.
G. Scott Whitcomb.
Mary Lee Stinson.
Marie H. Robertson.
Timmy Crow.
Dr. Truce Llewellyn.
Virginia Braley.
David DeWald.
Derek Dowler.
Susan Homan.
Billy Mosteller. And an additional candle for those loved ones gone and not named. Let us pray.
For all those who went before us, who have spoken to our hearts and touched us with your fire,
we thank you, O God. For all those who have went before us, who loved us with your love, who held us dear and taught us who we are,
We thank you, O God. For all those who went before us, whose weaknesses and strengths are woven with our own,
we thank you, O God. For all those who live beside us, who hold our hands, even when the way is hard,
we thank you, O God. For all those who live beyond us, who challenge us, to change the world with them,
we thank you, O God. Amen. And now may the Lord our God be with you, remain with you, sustain you, hold you in his loving arms. We have come to this place to worship God. I bid you leave this place also to worship God. In Christ's holy name, amen.
life.